All right, so today I'm going to talk a little bit about volunteerism. So we're going to start out with some different types of volunteerism. So if you want to be a volunteer, you should ask yourself, who do I want to help in this situation? So there are a lot of different people, places, things in which you can help. So some common types of volunteer work are volunteering with children, volunteering with the elderly, volunteering with homeless people or people who don't have jobs, volunteering with disabled people, volunteering with animals, or you could volunteer for the environment. So you could clean up beaches, clean up trash on the side of the road, in parks, by rivers. You could plant trees, plant gardens, things like that that have to do with the environment. Or you could also donate things. So this is also kind of a form of volunteerism, but donating your blood, donating blood plasma, bone marrow, things like that. This could also count as a type of volunteerism. So these are all the basic types of volunteerism. And of course, different personalities might gravitate towards different types of volunteer work that interest you. So why do people volunteer? What are the benefits of volunteerism? Well, first of all, it's obviously a great thing to do for personal reasons or to give back to the community. So if you have the time and the resources to volunteer, it's a great feeling to give back to the community and you can see everyone benefit from it. It's also great to put on your resume. So a lot of jobs look for people that have volunteer experience because it shows that you work well in a team. It shows that you're a caring person, an altruistic person. So you give your time away to good causes, things like that. So it's very beneficial for your personal life as well as your professional life. So in the United States, it is very common for people your age, high schoolers, to have volunteer experiences because they put it on their college application. So just like employers look for volunteer work on your CV, colleges look for volunteer work on your college applications, and many high schools in the US have a mandatory volunteer requirement to graduate high school. Now, these volunteer experiences are always a little bit more community-based, like volunteering at a local home for the elderly or animal shelter or cleaning up the town, community that you live in, things like that. But obviously, there are a lot of chances to have much larger volunteer experiences, such as volunteering abroad or volunteering in a different part of the United States, for example, things like that. So, why are some reasons that people might want to volunteer abroad? Think about it. Why would you move countries, move continents even, just for a volunteer experience? What are some things that you can gain from this experience? So obviously, a lot of people find benefits to traveling and having learning experiences abroad. So if you spend a lot of time in a new place, you can obviously learn the language, learn the customs, culture, totally new things, new environment, new experiences to where you come from. So obviously this is great for the global society that we live in. It's very important to have international experiences, cultural understanding, and then also you gain a little bit more empathy, right? You become more empathetic to other people's situations. You get a different perspective. And this is very important for the rest of your life to have this perspective and this viewpoint. So you can gain a lot of skills from volunteering abroad, from spending any length of time in a place abroad. So a lot of people choose to do a gap year after high school as a volunteer experience. So there are many different types of gap years, but volunteering abroad is definitely a common one. So, obviously, the world is a very large place. So, where would you envision yourself spending some volunteer time abroad. So let's go back to the types of volunteer work and think about your personality and what setting you might thrive in. So if you really want to work with animals, volunteering with animals, there's a lot of volunteer programs in Australia to volunteer at the different wildlife there. Also in South America, and especially Central America. So you can volunteer a lot with animals in the rainforest, in the outback, with the ocean animals, things like that. So those are some good places to check out if you want animal volunteer work. Also, if you want to work with children, there's a lot of places you can go to teach children. So you could work in Africa, Central America, South America, at children's homes or orphanages or just regular schools. There's a lot of volunteer programs like that where you could work with children. Also, if you're into environmental and volunteer work, there's a lot of places you can go for that depending on what type of environment you want to work in. But these are very common places. So if you want to volunteer in the US, that is also an option. So some common types of volunteer work that you could do in the United States, if this is an area that interests you, are working with Native American population. So you could work in a Native American reserve and do some education work there, some outreach work, and help with members of those communities. So that's all over the United States. We have Native American tribal land that a lot of people choose to volunteer on. You can also do disaster relief. So we get a lot of hurricanes in the United States because we have a bunch of coastal cities, a large coastline, and a lot of times we get hit by hurricanes, so there's always rebuilding work to do. So if you want to work in disaster affected areas, that's always a common form of volunteer work. We always need people rebuilding from hurricanes. That being said, we also have volunteer programs where you could build houses for the homeless. That's also a common one. Some other forms of volunteer work is obviously animal work in the US. You could work at different animal shelters, wildlife reserves, things like that. A common place to work with wildlife is the Florida Everglades. So that's where all the alligators and a lot of different tropical birds live. So that's a common place to volunteer for animals in the US. Yes. So, cool. So, if you are a US citizen and you want to take a gap year, there are a couple options for volunteer work that people do in the US. I think the most common one that everyone hears of is the Peace Corps. So, the Peace Corps is a very prestigious organization that a lot of people apply to do volunteer work abroad. So there's lots of options all over the world. You can work in different sectors such as education, environment, development, things like that. But it's a very common option. The difference with Peace Corps is you have to have a college degree for most programs. So usually people take a gap year after they finish university before they start a regular job. They do a year or two with the Peace Corps. And I've actually had a lot of friends from university go to the Peace Corps. It's a very common thing. There's also a program called AmeriCorps, which is similar to the Peace Corps, but domestic. So you get to go to a different part of the United States, and volunteer there. So these are very common options, that Americans take to have their little, gap year, so to say, and have their volunteer experience in a new location. So with AmeriCorps, you're going in the U.S., and a lot of people go to impoverished, poor areas of the U.S. and help with education and community development, helping with hunger, homeless issues, things like that. So these are all sectors which you could also volunteer in if you want to volunteer in the United States. And then in Austria, you have your own program in which you can have your service abroad, which is aptly called Austrian Service Abroad. So with this program, you can volunteer abroad in the fields of social peace, education, and Holocaust memorial studies. So this is very interesting. You can go all around the world. You can go as far as the United States. You can work in Los Angeles, New York, Virginia, things like that. Or you could go to places in Europe. You could go to Paris, Berlin, Milan, London. You can go to some places in Asia too and do the You can go to places in Asia and Africa and South America and also Australia. So you could really go all around the world and work in cultural centers, museums, and share messages of social peace and understanding. So a lot of these museums that you can work at or foundations that you can work at have to do with Holocaust studies. So this is a very specialized area of volunteerism that you could do as an Austrian, which is very interesting. So there's lots of different types of volunteer work that you could do. And then obviously there are global programs that you can participate in to have a volunteer experience abroad. That are just through these volunteer programs. So there's a lot of individual research you can do to find a volunteer program that is best suited for you. But make sure to do your research carefully because obviously there are some tricks out there. And I was reading one article about a elephant sanctuary in Thailand which charges people over €1,000 for a week to volunteer with elephants, but you're really paying to work with these elephants, right? It's really a vacation that you're paying for. So just do your research if this is something you're interested in and make sure that it's a real volunteer experience and not a vacation experience that's called volunteerism. But I hope everyone seriously considers having some sort of volunteer experience. You don't have to go to a new country to volunteer. You can learn valuable skills just volunteering in your own community. Like I said, there's lots of different areas of volunteer work, so you can choose one that interests you the most so you can get the most out of it, and you can find that there is a symbiotic relationship between volunteer work. So that means that both parties benefit from it. So you'll learn new experiences, new skills, and have a feeling of accomplishment and pride. And then you're obviously helping out whoever you're helping, whatever area of the community, whatever sector of the world that you're helping, they're seeing your benefit. So yeah, I hope you all consider having some sort of volunteer experience for the future, and it looks great on your CVs.